Far from any realm of democracy and inclusion, elites transformed the early internet commons into a private sphere of closed and monopolistic markets. This occurred through the information flow framework referred to as Web 2.0, which, despite its claims to creating a more user-generated platform, killed the internet's promise of a more democratic, open-source information sharing. We became internet users in one-way information flows, and single options were presented to us as choice. Social media platforms aren't benevolent gifts from Silicon Valley companies, handed out freely while they build a social license for other business activities. We are the business. Passive and pacified, we stand by as our private lives are increasingly turned into commodities. We translate our joy, humiliation, anxiety, anger, and dreams into valuable data points to turn big profits. With an unlimited stream of horrible information, we are being plunged into a state of hysterics and punishing oversaturation. Having grown up in the internet age, young people are more prone to this information overload. The Australian Communications and Media Authority finds young people aged 18 to 35 use more internet-connected devices and use the internet for a wider range of everyday activities, including getting the news, shopping and banking, compared with those aged over 35. Culture succumbs to this totalizing corporate control too. Two teenagers are playing together after school, laughing at each other's silly jokes and dances. But it's a friendship-building moment shared not just between the two of them, because now it's also good content. When the teens pull out a smartphone to film and upload the video to TikTok, they're packaging themselves for an external gaze. Social media platforms encourage highly mediated, curated performances of life that can now stand in for life itself. From the late 1960s, young people led insurgent cultures that defined an era, cultures that continue to influence politics, music, and social norms today. In the 1990s, the era of globalization, culture began splintering as art production became more commercially centralized by big producers, while at the same time the internet supported decentralized cultural production and new subcultures. But making era-defining music, art, and dance is limited in a time where passively reproduced TikTok microcultures perform better than cultural products that require the active participation of young people to generate ideas and culture that is critically informed by their reality. People coming together to co-create cultural stories of the world around them is a phenomenon as old as humanity, from dancing and music to ceremony and visual art. It creates a sense of solidarity and belonging, and has formed the soundtrack to social change. But the new, more isolated and platform-controlled modes of cultural production today present a radical change. Today's young people experience culture increasingly as a consumption relation. Reels of tailored content delivered via individualized algorithms that record their history of clicks and views. Uploading your own dance, song, or speech happens within defined parameters set by the platforms, while the attention economy, binge culture, and the bitsification of art and knowledge are dismantling the importance of narratives. The personalized nature of smartphone use means people record and usually consume cultural content alone or in small groups. The attack on narratives has left many young people lacking history, stories, or frameworks for connecting large volumes of disjointed information. It's worth pointing out that First Nations people have placed storytelling at the centre of their political movement, and that we have experts on hand to restore narratives in our shared political and social life. Millions of algorithmically tailored sales pitches entrench human differences. This is because big tech's marketing strategy focuses on creating silos, where people receive specific marketing based on their allocated filter bubbles. Despite experiencing similar conditions, time spent online can make people feel worlds apart from each other. For young people forging their sense of self, the effect is to degrade feelings of belonging, to emphasize differences in their identities rather than base-level commonalities, like, for example, being on the arse end of an economy denying them basic economic opportunity. Young people know that heavy social media use isn't working. Avoiding pain and seeking distraction reinforces the youth mental health crisis. The 2021 Australian Youth Barometer found more than half of young people believed social media had a negative impact on their mental health. Imagine if the farm workers in California using El Cortito lived under an equivalent internet age regime. After 12 hours of backbreaking labour, they'd return to their sleeping quarters, only to have scores of businessmen knocking on the door selling to them, simultaneously performing dazzling magic tricks, Momentarily distracted from their pain, the farm workers are peeled off one by one by groups of aggressive hawkers, each receiving their own bespoke magic trick sales pitches in different corners of the home. They fall asleep, alone, bewildered, still exhausted, returning to work at sunrise to do it all again. Decades of protest and union action by workers eventually ended the use of short-handled hoes in the 1970s. Would the practice have ended if they spent their evenings glued to screens rather than recuperating and strategizing with neighboring workers? Big tech companies riding the internet horse led the spectacular expansion of big capital's weaponry of control. We transform from humans into zombie inputs in the business cycle, value creators and consumers. Our masters say, work the job on offer, take the pay I offer, buy the shit I tell you to. All the while we're glued to our devices helping them do it. It's genius. But none of this is inevitable or permanent. By creating a more robust collective social fabric together in the real world, we can counter the atomizing effects of the internet and claim agency across the entire span of our lives.